This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kicking off the second hour of the program here. The number is 603-283-6160 here in the studio. It's Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, the New South Wales government is announcing newfound freedoms. How do you get new freedoms? Well, it's New South Wales, so you can probably guess if you've been paying attention to Free Talk Live over the last 2 months, as we've been following their insane lockdowns that they've been having there in New South Wales. We'll dig into that here in just a moment. Also, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is weighing in on vaccines for children and mandates. We'll talk about that, too. Of course, you can bring up anything. Bonnie, during the break, you were telling us that your younger brother, who is in the military, he is facing, of course, this new mandatory vaccine, because now that the FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine for full-on FDA approval earlier this week, the Pentagon has announced that all military members, including, I believe, National Guardsmen, are required.
What?
Yep, are required to get the Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah. That's what you get for being property.
Yeah, so I had asked him yesterday, and that's the thing. He's taken all the other vaccines, but this one is just different. Like, to most people who don't want to take it, they're not even anti-vaxxers. Like, he doesn't mind taking a vaccine to be in the military, but he doesn't want to take this one because it's experimental.
They're going to say it's not an experiment. Now, it's fully approved.
Oh, yeah. Approved. It's fully approved.
Mm-hmm. So it's not an experiment anymore.
It's still an experiment because even medicines that get tested for a decade, then get FDA approval, 5 years later, there will be something that comes out, oh, sorry, they actually have this side effect. We didn't know about it yet. You can't say that in less than a year a vaccine comes out and it's not experimental. I don't care what definitions you change it to. But anyways, yesterday I had texted my brother and asked him, Christian, so has anyone in, like, your chain of command or something told you, like, get ready, we're going to have to take the vaccines at this date or anything like that? And he had texted me earlier today, we know about as much about it as you do. And I was like, okay, that's weird, because the Pentagon is saying that you guys have to take it, but whatever. And then less than 20 minutes ago, he texted me saying, it, we have by the end of September to get it. And he also said his plan isn't going to work because his plan was just to fail his PT test and get kicked out, which is it that easy to get kicked out? I don't know, but that was his plan if they mandated vaccines. But he said his PT test isn't until November, so now he's
got to... PT is physical training.
Yeah, so now he's got to figure out what to do to get out of the military or get out of taking the shot.
And how many years has he been in the military?
Like a year and a half.
Oh, he's new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's only doing 5 years.
That's one of those questions that's always interesting to hear from people. You know, like, what was your experience? Were you kicked out? Did you want to get out of the military? And, you know, did it work? Whatever approach it was that you used, like, did you all of a sudden announce that you were gay? Did you announce that you've started taking crazy amounts of LSD?
Now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That one doesn't work anymore. What if you tell them you're taking a lot of LSD and smoking a ton of pot? Is that good enough to get you kicked out these days? Because they're still against that stuff, right? Of course, a lot of people are concerned with how they get removed from the military. There's the honorable discharge, and then there's the dishonorable discharge, and I don't know what the other ones are.
They will screw your life forever if you have dishonorable discharge.
Will they, though?
But will it really? Because that's how it was in, like, probably the 80s. Oh, I'm not hiring this,
vote,
Sonny.
You can't own a gun. I mean, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know you couldn't own a gun.
Yeah, I didn't
lose
that either.
Stuff. It's basically like catching a felony.
Wow. See, I had no idea about that. That's interesting. If you have been in the military, though, and you've gotten out earlier than your agreement or whatever, the 8 years, I think, that they demand that you stay in.
This is why you don't, this is why you don't get in a contract with the military.
You know, my friend Brian did find that the military wasn't all he thought it was going to be, and he wanted to go to the military for a long time since we were little. And then when he finally did he wasn't really up for it, and there was a way out for him, and he didn't get dishonorably discharged, and it wasn't a medical discharge. I think he called it like a liberty discharge or something like that, or that some other, they came up with some other thing. So I don't know if that's an option, whatever that was. Maybe I can find out what
that was. Apparently a dishonorable discharge is reserved for people convicted of violence or serious misconduct, crimes that are equivalent to a felony. So whether, you know, saying that you take LSD would be considered that, I don't know.
That's what I was just thinking, because I was like, going to tell him, just take some drugs, but maybe he...
I don't even know if you actually have to take the drugs. You could just, like, tell them or something. I don't know. That's why I ask for people... That's why I ask for people who've been in the military and who've actually successfully gotten out. Because the three of us, we haven't.
Yeah, my mom got out in the 90s.
I successfully didn't go in.
Yeah.
Yeah, me
that's
too.
The best path.
My mom got out in the 90s from getting pregnant with my sister, but I don't know if they even do that anymore.
So here's the question. If you're in the military, another question, if you are in the military and you refuse to take this vaccine, what will happen to you?
I don't know. I don't think anybody's tried yet because they have until September.
Well, I mean, there may be other people who have refused other vaccines.
So you know, there was a test run for this a long time ago. I had friends in the military during, like, right after 9/11 or, you know, during 9/11, and that's when the anthrax attacks were taking place, the quote-unquote anthrax attacks.
Where people were getting mailed anthrax.
Yeah. And then they were doing anthrax vaccines, again, on all the military people. You had to take an anthrax vaccine. I don't know. That's, you know, that was a pretty quickly rushed-to-market vaccine as well.
When I lived on Dugway, they don't have a mayor.
A military base.
Dugway, Proving Grounds, Utah. It's a military base. They don't have, like, a mayor there. They have a... I'm trying to remember what it's called right now. It's not a general, but it might
Some
be a general.
Top bureaucrat.
Just a top military officer, not a regular one. It's an officer. Can't remember. Colonel. They have a colonel in charge, and he's like the mayor, basically, of the town, and he's in charge of all the military on the base and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one that was there right before I moved had gotten kicked off and, like, sent somewhere else. They don't kick you out of the military when you're that high up, I don't think, because while he was the colonel of Dugway, anthrax accidentally got mailed like very unsecurely to Washington, D.C. from Dugway.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, it's a huge scandal.
According to the Miami Herald, published August 9th of this year, what would happen if troops refuse? According to the story, U.S. Secretary of Defense announced, this is again, they're talking about it back then, now it's a mandatory thing, and let's see. Austin added that that military officials will have more to say about this as implementation plans are fully developed. For now, what remains unclear is what kind of consequences, if any, military members will face if they refuse to get vaccinated. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said he won't speculate on what those consequences might be just yet. But military officials have said in the past that refusal to receive any mandated vaccine could constitute failure to obey an order and may be punishable under the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Oh my God.
So for listeners that don't know, when you join the military, you agree to following this code, which is its own set of laws that's specific for the military.
Probably don't even know what they're signing into.
Probably have no idea. And it's one of those things where they can change the code, even though you already signed it.
And they just want a Camaro.
Yeah, the signing bonus, you mean?
They just really want a Camaro in free college.
If the COVID vaccine mandate mirrors that of the mandatory anthrax vaccine immunization program that began in 1998, then some military members who refuse the shot may choose to leave the service. Or face consequences like lost rank and pay or brig time, which is military prison, according to the Military Times. So if that's the choice, then that's a decent choice. Yeah. All right, see you later.
If there are any military, like, higher-up type people listening, call into the show and tell us straight what's the deal.
I wouldn't want to be a military person in the brig right now, still in the military, still property of the government. While they're mandating vaccines, they're just going to go around and make people everybody take it, and you're going to be in jail.
It on you?
Probably. Why wouldn't they? You're the property, and you signed up for it.
If it's a choice, why anyone would choose to go to the brig and stay in the military just to avoid the vaccine? Like, if they actually let you choose to leave, that is the easiest option.
Walk
just
away.
Get out of there. Go and do something productive with your life, and then you don't have to worry about these psychopaths sending you to your doom in some sand pit.
Go home. Or some, your family.
You know, jungle somewhere. The number here is 603-283-6160. Because even though Biden has, you know, and is withdrawing people from Afghanistan, that doesn't mean he won't just start a war tomorrow somewhere else and send you off to die in the name of the state. 603-283-6160. Speaking of people that love the state, we'll get to the New York State.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you can. The number here is 603 283
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. He's got something to say about mandatory vaccines and children getting the vaccine.
Yikes.
That's where they're going with this.
Nutcases.
Yeah.
They're said, I don't want them to take it, because then their blood won't taste as good.
Oh, zing. we'll continue here with the news, but your calls and thoughts come first. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features. Our social media site is there. It's social.freetalklive.com. Bonnie, you're on it. I'm on it. Some of the Free Talk Live co-hosts are. You can follow us there and follow other Free Talk Live listeners who are posting regularly. You can check it out over at social.freetalklive.com. It's our own social media platform. It's a Mastodon platform, which means it looks and it acts like Twitter, but it's not Twitter. There's no big media corporation behind it. We're behind it. So you get more freedom to express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. Dion is on the line with us here, calling from Huntsville, Alabama, listening to WBHP. Go ahead, Dion.
Yes, hi. I'm going to try to be succinct with this, and I hope it's helpful to your listeners. But okay. I can tell you that I work for Veterans Affairs, and I'm not going to go more into that, but mm-hmm. I can tell you that I was former military, and I work with military every day, all day, in the capacity of my duty. I can tell you for a fact that there are many active duty military personnel that are not on board with this mandatory vaccine, so much so that they have been contacting various law groups in the area, at least in my catchment area, and I can imagine that's across the country. And I know that, for example, anthrax, you guys were talking about that, there yep. has already been settlements for anthrax because it has severe adverse reactions. And if anybody can document that they have the anthrax, they will be listed and will, since the suit already went through, I think in 2017, they'll automatically be compensated monetarily for that. So all they have to do is just look that up.
That's if they took it. That's if they took it. Now, the numbers here show, according to MiamiHerald.com, the Pentagon notes that 350 troops approximately refused the anthrax shot between 1998 and 2000. At least 36 of them were court-martialed, but hundreds of them left the service to avoid the vaccine. So it sounds like if people refuse this thing, they might be given the opportunity to just walk away. Do you think that's the case?
No. And no, that won't happen. Now, the ones that, for example, I know people personally who did take anthrax. They were going over to Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and they took that, and they also took things from a biological weapon so that they would be basically immune from those types of attacks. So they took a lot of things for nerve gas, for example, multiple, and some of them ended up with things like a form of lupus and leukemia. And so those are the ones I'm talking about that are automatically compensated monetarily because, you know, just like a lot of pharmaceutical products that are out there, eventually there's class action lawsuits when they find out what it does. So I said all that to say that this particular COVID vaccine, there is no clause in which to get out of this.
Really?
However, there is, and there was just filed in court either yesterday or today, in fact. In the state of Colorado, they filed a class action lawsuit of military people saying that they did not want to take the COVID vaccine. And this is going to be an interesting case. It's going to set precedent because they're saying they don't want to take it because they already had COVID and they had active antibodies.
Right.
And as such, they don't believe that it would do any good. In fact, it may do harm. So that's going to be the slippery slope that they're going to use.
Interesting.
And so you just got to follow it. I've been following this every day, ever since, because I knew it was going to come a time where we wouldn't have a choice. And where I work for the Department of Veterans Affairs, mm-hmm. we were also told that by the same deadline, September 8th, 100% of all employees must have the vaccine.
Wow.
I'm going a different route because, again, you just have to start looking up and seeing what you can do, you know, if you're lucky enough to
so what's your
have
plan?
A doctor that receives you. Well, quite frankly, you can get an exemption. They're very difficult to get. But that is the route I'm taking because I will not be, I mean, I refuse to do it.
Is this a medical exemption, a religious exemption?
There are two. So far, there's medical and there is religion. Now, I can tell you because of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, you can get a religious exemption. It's written right in there. Thank goodness it does allow for that. It's in the law. Until they change it, and to do that, they would have to go all the way up to the Supreme Court to do that. So I listed the statute. When I wrote for my exemption, I listed the law that it was under. And not only that, but the Americans with Disabilities Act, it also falls under that. You just have to know. You just have to start looking things up, and you'd be surprised. But there's a lot of support, I have to say, from the online community about this. On things like Rumble. And not so much YouTube, because, you know...
They don't let any dissenters on YouTube anymore.
No.
Hey, Dion, thanks for the heads up. Thanks for your opinions on this as somebody who's currently working for the VA. And feel free to call us again with any kind of updates on this. Good luck with your approach. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yes.
603-283-6160. Let's talk to Chris. He's in Oregon. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Chris.
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. Just wanted to run this by you guys. So as you know, more and more places are rolling out these vaccine mandates. And Oregon's following suit.
Really?
It's initially started with healthcare hospital workers being mandated to get the vaccines. And then that's sort of progressed into different private businesses.
So hold on, just to clarify something. Are you saying the state of Oregon has ordered all healthcare workers to get the vaccine, or is it just coming through the companies themselves?
Or you know what? It could be the companies themselves.
Because I did see that the Oregon governor did announce there is now a outdoor mask mandate in the state, regardless of vaccination status. So that much I have seen coming from the state.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm not entirely sure whether it's the state mandating it or if it's the hospitals themselves, but whatever the case, somebody's mandating it, and it's this you know, like, snowball kind of thing where you know, a lot of people thought, like, oh, it's just going to be healthcare workers because, you know, sure, they're working with COVID patients, you know, it seems reasonable to, you know, to want them to have precautions from that, right? But now it's just this, okay, now we're taking it to private businesses, and they can mandate it. And now it's going to be like, you know, all businesses are potentially.
Right? What's your plan, Chris?
Well, I'm kind of figuring that out now.
Does it involve New Hampshire living?
Potentially, if things get really bad here.
Don't wait. What would it mean? I mean, when you say really bad.
It already is really bad, dude. Hate to break it to you. It's already really bad.
Yeah. If you want to answer the question, I'll let you hang on. If not, no problem. Stand by here. You know, that's an important question people need to ask. It's like, well, when is really bad?
I'm really worried about Dion, too.
Well, she's working for the military. I mean,
I know.
Smart.
She sounds like she can handle herself.
I hope so.
All right, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What does it mean to be really bad? And if it's not really bad yet...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
That was part of President Biden's address to the nation following the death of 13 American service members in the terrorist bombing in Afghanistan. Biden saying it's been a tough day and confirming the attack was carried out by ISIS-K. The president was also asked if he's responsible for the recent events in Afghanistan.
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late.
Biden went on to say he inherited a pullout deal from former President Trump. The NFL chief medical officer is saying almost 93% of NFL players are vaccinated against COVID-19. Dr. Allen still saying it's a remarkable number and our NFL facilities are the safest in our communities. USA Radio News. The weekly jobless claims rose slightly last week. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Thursday morning's Labor Department jobless report is showing the number of people on unemployment is going in the wrong direction. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits jumped last week from a pandemic-era low. Initial filings for unemployment benefits seen as a proxy for layoffs reached 353,000 last week. That's up from the previous week's revised number of 349,000. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected to see a rise in claims due to COVID-19 worries across the country. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A top Fed Reserve official is indicating the central bank is going to begin pulling back on economic stimulus. Kansas City Fed President Esther George describing the start of a pullback as appropriate given the progress we've seen. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited if you want to join us here. The number 603-283-6160. Last year, we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. If there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoins for yourself. That's Intercoin.org. We're going to continue with you in the studio, by the way. It's Ian.
Matt.
And Bonnie.
We're back to Chris in Oregon. He's understandably frustrated about mask mandates and vaccine mandates, which seem to be coming down left and right in various different places. We've seen, of course, Los Angeles County in California, San Francisco in California, also New Orleans and New York City implementing vaccine mandates for people who want to go out and do anything, basically. If you want to go out to eat, if you want to go out to a concert, if you want to go out to the gym, to a theater, whatever, they're saying you've got to have the vaccine. Or you basically are a second-class citizen, and we're expecting to see that in more cities and more. We haven't seen one statewide anywhere yet, but it's probably only a matter of time, especially as things start to cool down this fall. But Chris is in Oregon, and he says that, he's considered, because, Matt, you put him
to the, you know, the test. You asked him, you know, are you considering moving to New Hampshire? And Chris said he's been thinking about it and would think about it really seriously if things got too bad. And, of course, that led me to the question of, well, what does it look like if it's not bad enough?
What does too bad look like? Yeah, oh, my God.
If it's not too bad yet, Chris, what does it look like to you when it is?
I would say if things got to the point where I couldn't go to the grocery store and get food, then that's my breaking point. I'm out of here.
You think they'd let you freely travel out of Oregon at that point?
I think so.
I think you're rolling the dice at a...
That's optimistic.
Yeah.
Because they might try to say that nobody can travel. If it's to the point where nobody who's vaccinated can go to the grocery store... Or unvaccinated, sorry, can go to the grocery store, that's pretty bad because in California, they're trying to roll out a statewide mandate and their exemption is churches and grocery stores. So that's like the bottom... That's like, you know, you already can't go anywhere else. Now, if they say you can't go to the grocery store...
Why are they going to let you out of the house?
Why are they going to let you out of the house? Or why are they going to let you drive around contagious in their crazy minds, you know?
Yeah.
That's a damn good point.
That's a good point.
Come on, dude.
The time to plant
the seed is now.
Yeah.
Jump.
I hear you. One key thing I wanted to mention... So yesterday, the Oregon Employment Department announced that in regard to employers being able to issue vaccine mandates upon their employees, any employee who rejects getting the vaccine mandate and rejects the vaccine and is fired, that they will be ineligible to receive unemployment benefits.
Mm-hmm. Two different classes of people. Yep. Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for sticking with us there. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. I mean, it sounds hyperbolic to say, oh, they're going to lock down the streets. You won't be able to leave. But remember, during 2020, everybody talks about how great the state of Florida is. It was the state of Florida that put troopers on the ground blocking people from coming into the state of Florida. So people like to act like Florida is some sort of bastion of freedom, and I'm sorry, I don't buy it. New York City had that as well. They had people blocking the roads. They actually had roadblocks.
Canada had police going around with their sirens on at night to catch people leaving their houses.
Yep, they sure did.
Montreal.
Vermont had dump trucks parked at all the bridges. They could pull those dump trucks right across the roadway and block a bridge.
Sure.
And you know what state didn't have all that crap?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Now, look, New Hampshire wasn't perfect. There's no doubt about that.
Perfect.
But that said, we had a resistance here, and there was very little counter to the resistance. So to those of us who went out and the first night that the governor put his stay-at-home recommendation or whatever it was, order, it was an order, but it kind of read as a recommendation if you actually read the thing because there were some loopholes in there. And, of course, most people didn't read it. They just took what the mainstream media said and said, oh, we have to stay at home. The media said, the governor said. So they didn't actually read the order. But and regardless of what the order would have said, we would have gone out and done this anyway.
Absolutely.
But we went out and we threw a party on Central Square here in downtown New Hampshire, and we did it for 36 weeks in a row. We only quit because it got too damn cold at some point. But by that time, I think they'd rescinded the stay-at-home order anyway. And we brought it back this year, so it's actually still going. I can't attend because my federal handler won't let me out at night, apparently. But
you're extra dangerous at night.
Yeah, you guys have been going on same place, same time, Friday nights at midnight, basically, turning into Saturday morning, and people hang out and do a little drinking maybe and hang out and
maybe he's
smoking.
Just protecting you because coronavirus is extra contagious at night.
I don't know. He still hasn't even answered my question because I've asked him on more than one occasion because I've asked to go. Because I have to request from him when I want to, like, go shopping or go out for a walk or something like that. And I've asked him to go to the nightcaps, and he has refused. And then I will ask him, I say, well, am I allowed to go out at night? Is this a curfew thing? Because there's nothing wrong with me. You won't say no to me walking to the park during the daytime. So what's, you know, why am I being denied this? And he never really gives me an answer.
He doesn't know. It's arbitrary.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
He just doesn't feel he has to tell you. A reason.
Well, he doesn't. You know, he definitely doesn't. So, anyway, 603-283-6160. That's our number here. what makes you think they're not going to lock down the roads? If look at what's happening in Sydney. I think you make the best point here, Bonnie. Look at Sydney, Australia right now. It is a total lockdown. All businesses are closed, with the exception of grocery stores, basically. There's very few exceptions in New South Wales, and that's the state where Sydney is. And you can't leave. And if they catch you out on the roads without, you know, if you are a certain distance away from your home and you are, you know, there's like a grocery store that's closer to your home than you are, you're in trouble. You know, they're going to find you and possibly lock you in a cage.
You know, early on I said what we ought to do as fast as possible is come up with a way to make money on masks. We'll make, like, the most ridiculous mask and we'll claim that it doesn't. You know, we missed the boat on that because that got done by a ton of people. But now what we should do, we should come up with this, like, an inflatable bubble that goes around your car.
So you can
drive around in an inflatable bubble car and you'll be protected from COVID-19.
If only it would protect me from the cops.
That would be great.
I said we had special news out of New South Wales. Since we're talking about Australia, here's the news from amp.9news.com.au. New South Wales residents can look forward to a slight relaxation of lockdown rules next month. It's being advertised by the government there as new freedoms.
My God.
Just dropped.
It's a two-edged sword for the regions. Premier Gladys Berejiklian said the vaccination milestone of 6 million reached this week would allow for a small renewal in freedoms for residents with the jab. Here's what you need to know. What's changing? From September 13th, households living in the New South Wales government's LGAs of concern. These are local government administration or local government areas. It's basically suburbs, I think, from what I understand. Of concern will be allowed to spend an additional hour of recreation outdoors.
Are you serious? This is literally a prison.
This is the
only a 22-hour lockdown.
Yes, that's correct. So, yeah, this is on top of the already permitted hour of exercise. So this means that now households will be able to visit a park. I'm serious. This is not the Onion. This is not Babylon Bee.
Once a prison island, always a prison island.
This is really what's happening there. However, people must take this hour within the current and ongoing curfew hours, which will continue. So you'll still be locked down. You'll still have a curfew. But now you can have, if you are vaccinated, you can have an extra hour out to go to the park. There's more. You can share your thoughts here with us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And don't say it can't happen here.
Enjoy those extra hours out, even though you took years off your life, possibly, taking this vaccine.
603-283-6160 allows you to join us and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. More freedoms coming up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join in, 603-283-6160. We got another big, big freedom to announce coming soon to New South Wales. Yeah, buddy.
It's a freedom fest over there.
Yeah, not only are you going to be able to get an extra hour outside of your house if you've got the vaccine. Those of you without a vaccine, sorry, you're on total lockdown. But you'll be on less than total lockdown because you'll get a second hour.
Lord be praised.
You just have to give up your bodily autonomy to the government for an extra hour of freedom.
Well, it's not real freedom because you still have to stay within a certain radius of your home. You can't go too far out and you can't go out after dark. So you'll still go out when they allow you to go out and you'll go where they allow you to go. And you'll go with who they allow you to go. That's the other part we're going to get to here. Because who can you go see? If you can go out, can you go see another person while you're doing it? 603-283-6160. But first, we go to your calls. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening. I came across an interesting news story. It's on NBC News. U.S. veterans tried to rescue Afghan interpreters. And these are veterans who are still have, you know, they knew the interpreters from their unit. They know each other from the unit from back when they were in service.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get these guys safely from home to the airport so they can get out of Afghanistan.
Hold on. Let me see if I can understand what you're saying. You're saying the veterans are not, they're not active duty. They're veterans. Traveled to Afghanistan?
In the United States. They're veterans of the war in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. and they're living in the United States. And, you know, they still keep in touch with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the call from an interpreter who needs to get out. And they're trying to tell these guys how to get out and all the tricks, everything they know about how to around there.
So they're not traveling to Afghanistan and you know, providing them with a convoy or something.
They're not doing like exfil or anything like that. They're not leaving.
What I'm getting at here is at one point, the interpreter arrives at the gate of the airport and is showing his cell phone to one of the Marines guarding the gates so that these veterans can explain to the Marine, you got to let them in. They're our guys. These are interpreters who've been helping the United States all these years. When I say our guys, that's what the Marines are calling them, of course, and they're not mine. But and the Marine says, I understand, but I can't. I've got orders.
Now they're probably extra paranoid now because apparently, allegedly, ISIS has suicide bombed the Kabul airport. And that apparently just happened within the last 24 hours. So, they're extra paranoid now.
CIA.
Now, let me point out that if they have orders not to let these people into the airport, that is on President Biden, the commander-in-chief of the land and naval forces. That Marine got that order from further up the chain of command that the buck stops at the White House at the desk of the Oval Office. And they have orders. This negates, this contradicts the story that the problem is getting these people through all these Taliban checkpoints. No, the interpreters are making it through those checkpoints and get into the gate of the airport, and they're being turned away by United States bureaucrats. And when they get left behind and they get murdered by the Taliban, well, hey, you know, that's just like the people who were left behind in Germany and in Europe during the Second World War who were trying to escape to the United States and got turned away by immigrants.
Same old story. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Different decade, same story.
Yeah, it's not surprising to me. The government is already throwing these people under the bus. These people agreed to work with the U.S. government, even though they're from Afghanistan, because, you know, they didn't want to be murdered by the Taliban or whatever it is. They
wanted
to make
a paycheck.
More money. Yeah, whatever it was. Now the government pulled out. They said, see ya, everybody that did our work for us and did our bidding for us.
The government ditched a whole bunch of U.S. citizens over there.
They're
definitely going to ditch Afghani interpreters.
Not. It's not surprising.
Not at all. Number 603-283-6160. So, again, looking at the new freedoms that they're announcing, and this is the way they are packaging this, by the way, and announcing it like it's exciting. It's, you can do all these things again that you couldn't do before. And, well, by all these things, you really just mean going outside for an extra hour a day. That's what they've announced, according to Nine News over in Australia. This is New South Wales, that's the state that has Sydney in it, where they've been on tremendously restrictive lockdown, probably one of the most lockdown peoples of the entire planet at the moment. And so they're announcing that starting September 13th, because they've reached some arbitrary number of 6 million people that have been vaccinated, that those households where people have been fully vaccinated, that they will be allowed out for an extra hour of recreation outdoors on top of the already permitted hour of exercise. But that's not all, folks. You get a bonus. You get to actually meet with up to 5 whole people if you go outdoors. You can't meet them indoors.
And there are only 5 people that are like already in your approved bubble, right? I'm sure.
It's not clear on that. It does say that the 5 may be from different households, but they have to adhere to the LGA 5-kilometer radius rule. So if you've got a buddy that's more than 5 kilometers away, sorry, you can't meet with him.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. You will be allowed only to gather outdoors as long as all adults are fully vaccinated. So you cannot meet inside. You have to be outdoors and I don't know how cold it gets there in New South Wales, Sydney, but it is wintertime.
It's winter, yeah.
There right now.
I've seen, like, a lot of pictures of them wearing, you know, flannel shirts and, you know, long-sleeve shirts and long pants and things.
In order to take advantage of the new freedoms, people will need to demonstrate proof of vaccination, which means that you better have your QR code or your little Medipass or whatever it is they're mandating over there, or else you're going to be arrested or something bad will happen to you. Other rules, including mask wearing, social distancing, and no visits to households, will remain in place. So those are the 2 big freedoms they're giving you. You get to go out for an extra hour a day.
How are people making a living?
Everything's shut down. They're not.
Do you own a house if the government can tell you you're not allowed to invite your friends over?
Wait, what now?
Do you really own a house?
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, if the government tells you.
The government can tell you who you can bring in.
Yeah.
So part of the roadmap, when following targets are hit, there will be new freedom. So once they hit 70% full vaccination, a, quote, range of family, industry, community, and economic restrictions will be lifted for those who are vaccinated. And once they hit 80% full vaccination, further easing of restrictions on industry, community, and the economy. Ms. Berikjikdian said businesses and industry need to prepare for a 70% vaccination level throughout the state. That's when things will start to open up, she said. She said businesses should once more prepare a COVID safety plan, including QR code check-ins.
Gross.
Yes. So what you will do if you don't have a vaccine, how you will be restricted there, it looks like it's going to be pretty severe. You will. It doesn't sound like you're going to be able to leave your home. It doesn't sound like you're going to be able to go out for anything whatsoever. And that's only once they hit 70%. Until they hit 70% full vaccination, this lockdown's staying in place.
And they can lie about that number all they want.
Sure.
They can keep it at 70% as long as they want, or 65 or whatever.
Yep. And, of course, what does it mean to be fully vaccinated? Does that mean just having two shots, or does it mean having all three or four when the fourth one comes out? So how do you do that? Like, if you haven't gotten the first shot, is it only if you got the last two shots? So, like, if you never got the first shot, can you get shots two and three and be considered fully vaccinated? How does that work exactly?
Tough call.
Or do you have to just go and get all three shots?
Can you get all three different manufacturers, like Mark?
Get a little cocktail going on, the vaccine cocktail.
Candy
Mark
flipping.
Got one from each.
Well,
no, he got two.
He got Johnson & Johnson and Moderna, I think.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to have had a shot recently enough to be allowed to go on a cruise. So he got one, and then he was like, oh, crap, I was like 4 days off or something. I got to get another one. So we just went and got a different brand.
If smug eye rolling could make a noise, I would have just blown everybody's eardrums out.
So that's the latest from New South Wales. But, hey, that's not all the news, because it's not all coming out of Australia, folks. We've also got old Mayor Bill de Blasio. He's got a way in on getting vaccines, making them mandatory, and specifically forcing them on children.
Look, human beings do well when they have carrot and stick. So a mandate helps people to realize it's time. FDA final approval on Pfizer said it's time. Now, the Biden administration could do something else that would really help us all move forward. Speed the approval of the vaccine for the 5 to 11-year-olds. It's time for that. Look, if we can get that last piece done.
A carrot on a stick is not a gun to the back.
No, he said a carrot and a stick. The stick meaning we beat you.
The carrot is the reward. The stick is punishment.
Yeah, the carrot is go do what we say. We'll give you a Krispy Kreme donut and a beer or a bag of weed or whatever it is they're giving away. We'll continue. He's got more to say, and you can share your thoughts as well. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.